The Role of Human Input in AI-Driven Localization Systems by Christine Clay. Artificial intelligence, AI, is becoming a standard component of multilingual content workflows. McKinsey & Company's The State of AI survey found that 78% of organizations report using AI in at least one business function. From translation suggestions to terminology alignment and content adaptation, AI is pivotal to many organizations' content management across languages. But as these systems become more widely used, a consistent pattern is emerging. Output quality, consistency, and domain accuracy are not determined by the model alone. They depend on how human input is structured within the system. In practice, this means shifting how human involvement is defined. Rather than acting only as reviewers of AI-generated output, localization teams are central in shaping how these systems behave. Their input influences terminology, context handling, and how models are applied across different types of content. Understanding where and how human input operates within AI-driven localization systems is key to making these workflows reliable at scale. Human input as system design, not post-editing. In many AI-driven localization workflows, human involvement is still positioned at the end of the process, focused on reviewing and correcting output. In practice, the more consequential role of human input occurs earlier, at the point where the system itself is defined. Terminology management is one of the clearest examples. Term bases and approved glossaries determine how specific concepts are translated across languages. Particularly in domains where consistency is critical, they serve as a centralized source of approved terminology for a given domain. When these resources are applied within the system, AI output aligns more closely with expected terminology from the outset, reducing the need for downstream correction. A similar pattern applies to translation memory. Previously approved segments stored in translation memory, a database of past translations reused across content, act as a reference layer that reinforces consistency across documents and over time. When integrated effectively, these resources do not simply assist translators. They shape how AI generates output by anchoring it to existing linguistic decisions. Style guides and configuration inputs play a complementary role. Decisions around tone, formality, and content type influence how models interpret and generate language. Increasingly, this also extends to prompt design and engine configuration, where human input defines how the system handles different content scenarios before processing begins. Taken together, these inputs function less as supporting resources and more as system-level controls. They establish the parameters within which AI operates, influencing output before a single segment is generated. In this sense, human input is not an intervention after the fact. It is embedded in the design of the system itself. Training and feedback loops, where value compounds. Once a system is in place, the role of human input shifts from defining behavior to refining it over time. In AI-driven localization workflows, this refinement depends on how feedback is captured, structured, and reused. Post-editing is one of the most visible forms of this input, but its impact varies significantly depending on how it is handled. When edits remain isolated corrections, their value is limited to the task at hand. When they are captured as reusable signals, they can inform future output, reinforcing preferred terminology, phrasing, and stylistic patterns across projects. The right system can capture and apply this feedback, allowing terminology, edits, and patterns to inform future output within the same workflow. Error categorization plays an important role in this process. Identifying whether issues stem from terminology, context, and formatting or domain-specific nuance allows teams to distinguish between one-off corrections and repeatable patterns. This creates a clearer path for improving system performance over time, rather than addressing errors in isolation. These inputs feed into continuous improvement loops where human feedback incrementally shapes how the system performs. In environments where this loop is well established, output becomes more consistent with each iteration, and the need for extensive downstream correction decreases. Over time, this shifts the role of AI from a static tool to a system that evolves alongside the content it supports. Human input is what enables that progression, turning individual edits into cumulative improvements across the workflow. Domain expertise as a scaling layer. As AI systems are applied across different content types, domain specificity becomes a defining performance factor. General language models can generate fluent output, but they do not reliably account for the contextual nuances that vary across industries, document types, and use cases. In localization workflows, these nuances often appear in subtle but important ways. A term may carry different meanings depending on whether it is used in a legal contract, a financial disclosure, or a product interface. Sentence structure, tone, and level of formality can also shift based on audience and purpose. These distinctions are not always explicit, and they are difficult to infer consistently without domain context. Human input introduces this layer of specificity. Through terminology selection, contextual clarification, and domain-aware edits, localization teams provide signals that guide how content should be interpreted and rendered in different scenarios. Over time, these inputs help establish patterns that align output with the expectations of a given domain. This becomes particularly important at scale. As content volumes increase and workflows expand across languages and regions, maintaining consistency depends on alignment with domain conventions that may not be visible at the surface level of the text. By embedding domain knowledge into the system through structured inputs and feedback, organizations can extend AI capabilities beyond general language generation. Human input, in this context, functions as a scaling layer, enabling systems to produce output that remains consistent with domain expectations across a wide range of content. Governance in practice. As AI becomes more embedded in localization workflows, governance is shifting from policy to execution. The focus is no longer on defining rules, but on how those rules are applied in day-to-day workflows. One of the clearest risks at this stage is unstructured or shadow usage. When AI is used outside defined processes, terminology may not be applied, edits are not captured, and outputs can vary across teams and content types. Structured workflows address this by standardizing how AI is used and how human input is applied. This includes consistent use of terminology resources, integration of translation memory, and ensuring that edits feed back into the system. In practice, governance is embedded in the workflow itself. When inputs, processes, and feedback are controlled, AI output becomes more consistent and predictable at scale. Where human input should exist in an AI localization workflow. To operationalize human input effectively, it should be embedded at key points across the workflow. During pre-processing, human input can enhance terminology setup, translation memory, style, and configuration inputs. In-process requires it for defined review points based on content type, risk, or thresholds. And for post-processing, human input fits best into structured feedback, error categorization, and reuse of edits. Organizations exploring how to operationalize human input in AI-driven localization workflows can look to platforms that integrate terminology, feedback loops, and domain expertise directly into the system. It's an investment that helps ensure these inputs are applied consistently. And when inputs are applied consistently, they reinforce each other. Terminology informs output, feedback improves future performance, and workflows become more predictable over time. This article was written by Christine Clay. She is a senior content marketer at Alexa Translations focused on AI and multilingual workflows. She writes about how AI fits into real translation environments while maintaining the human expertise required for accuracy, consistency, and trust. This article was written by Cameron Rasmussen. He is senior writer and editor for Multilingual Media.